Stephen Gleeson, first time ball out to Paul Caddis now on the Blues' right-hand side. Caddis will play the ball in, right-footed, diving in, it's an own goal, I think. Blues have gone ahead. Donaldson was battling with Tarkowski with it, and I think it's an own goal from James Tarkowski into the bottom right corner. Blues go ahead with 5 minutes of the first half remaining. It was a good cross in by Paul Caddis. James Tarkowski turning past his own keeper, David Button. Blues 1, Brentford 0.
Gary Rowett, your reaction to that win?
Yeah, big win for us, on the back of us not winning for 8 games. I think we've actually played well in quite a lot of the games and small margins have gone against us. Missed a penalty just before half-time against Brighton, missed a chance last minute against Middlesbrough where we could have quite easily took some points out of those games. But nevertheless, you know, to go that long without winning, I think makes people edge in, makes the crowd and the players a little bit nervous. And I thought they dealt with that brilliantly today against a very, very tough team to play against, Brentford. You know, they're in a fantastic run of form, obviously playing for their manager with recent goings on there. Had 42 shots well documented against Blackpool. So I think we had to get back to our defensive best, and I think we made the game very difficult for them to play through us and around us and create chances. But it actually allowed us to counter-attack really, really well, and we got into some brilliant positions and really, I think, should have, with a little bit more quality and composure, should have really added to the goal.
Your goalkeeper didn't have a great deal to do today.
No, he didn't. No, I think we conceded 2 or 3 chances from set pieces. I think I can remember one first half where Douglas has ran off our midfield and got into the box and had a header. Like I say, a couple of headers off set pieces. But apart from that, in open play, I don't think it created an awful lot, which again was down to our defensive display. You know, we blocked up holes, we made it difficult, we denied them space, which the likes of Gray, they want space to run into. So and I thought we did that really, really well. I thought Rob Keenan coming into the side for his first game at centre-back was excellent. We know he's a very good player. I think he'll add to what we've got. But as I said, the one disappointment, apart from Gleeson sending off, was the fact that we couldn't add to the goals. I think Damari's had an excellent chance, and we've had 2 or 3 great positions in and around the box where we perhaps should do better with.
What was your view on the red card?
Yeah, it looks like a red card. I've not seen it again, but I think he's kicked out or stamped or whatever it was. It was petulant from Gleeson. There's absolutely no way I can defend that. I've told him in front of all the other lads, he's let everyone down, let himself down, because no need. He misses 3 games now, but what it does, gives someone else an opportunity to play for 3 games, and you know, so there's no one's going to suffer more than him, and that leaves us a little bit light in that area. So what it does is it allows us to go and see if we can strengthen in a loan market, which was something we're looking at doing anyway.
You've got your first league win in 9, much needed, and another home game to come this week.
Well, we knew it would be a big week for us, because on the back of the 2 home games, we go to Derby away, who obviously, apart from today, are in excellent form, and it's a difficult place to go, Pride Park. And I think the key for us was that we got some points on the board quickly, and just to allay a little bit of nerves, because we're only human, and you do start to look over your shoulder a little bit at that gap and hope that we don't undo all our good work. So I think the win today sets us up nicely for Wednesday. It'll be a tough game again, we know that. They've got nothing to lose, Blackpool, have they? But we'll hope that we can go and put another good performance in.
Did you have to do anything different defensively after the 2 away games in training this week?
No, I think we got back to the real basics of what we did when we came in, and maybe sometimes when you're going well, you take your eye off the ball in that sense, and maybe sometimes when you try to improve the team, perhaps you make the team a little bit worse in that attempt to do that. So I think really what I said about the 2 defeats, I think 2 defeats sometimes makes you just sit up and view what we're doing, and that's what I'm doing as well, a little closer, and with a bit more of an analytical eye. And we just wanted to get back to that defensive shape. And I think when we've defended our half really, really well and really strongly and denied the opposition space, we have more shots, we create more chances, we win more games. So, you know, even though it looks defensive, I actually think it creates us more space in the attacking sense. And we do it really well, and I thought we did it really well today.